Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On today's show, we have a plethora of community announcements, a review of some of the things that were going on in the Twin Cities here in the Filipino American community, along with a diverse amount of music from many different artists. This evening, just a reminder for our listeners, if you missed last week's show, the Filipino American National News was proud to have as a guest comedian J.R. de Guzman, who you may have seen on the Netflix special The Comedy Lineup, or you may have seen some of his clips from Comedy Central's Kevin Hart's Heart of the City. But J.R. de Guzman will be in town on June the 14th as part of the Minneapolis Comedy Festival at 7 p.m. at the Assembly at the Women's Club in Minneapolis, which is right around the University of Minnesota Twin Cities. For more information in regards to that, you can go to the MinneapolisComedyFestival.com. But if you missed out our very informative and entertaining interview with J.R. de Guzman, it will be up for one more week, and then we'll send the link to where you can listen to the show in the future. But it was a great interview on the insight of who J.R. de Guzman is as a comedian and a person, his motivations into getting into comedy. For those of you that are not familiar with his comedy, he incorporates a guitar and singing, but he's not also known for just making songs with a comedic spin. He actually made a song entitled No Justice, No Peace around this time 2 years ago as a response to the murder of George Floyd. But in regards to community announcements or events that took place this past weekend, it's a very busy weekend here in the Filipino American community. Today you had the celebration of life of the singer, some have dubbed the one-man band, Ray Evangelista, who passed away a few months back due to COVID. But you also had this past weekend on Saturday and Sunday, the Minnesota Heat and Jasper Spatiro's Palakasan at Pasiglaban, which took place at Fridley High School. It first initially started off with a children's camp that drew about 14 children from the ages of, from the grades of third grade to eighth grade. And then you had seven teams participate in the summer version of the basketball tournament. And congratulations go out to the Minnesota Heat team that won the tournament over the team known as 40 and Furious. Ironically, not everybody on 40 and the Furious is 40, but the good makeup of the team is of an older generation, and not all of the Minnesota Heat players were guys that actually played for the Minnesota Heat, but you had players traveling as far as Milwaukee to attend the tournament. And also that took place today, you had the Candelaria that took place at the Philippine Center of Minnesota, which generally happens the first Sunday of each month. But in regards to some community announcements on the horizon, speaking of basketball, the 16th annual Phil Musselman Basketball Invitational is set to take place on Friday, July the 15th through the 16th. This is the 16th annual basketball tournament. There is the 40-plus division. There is the open division. And new this year is the 6 feet and under division. More details will come in regards to this event as soon as we get those updates on the basketball tournament. We'll definitely share them with the community. On Sunday, July the 17th, the Philippine Day Fiesta will be taking place at the Ojibwe Park in Woodbury, Minnesota, from 12 to 4 p.m. But as I teased earlier, we're going to play our first song of the evening. It is from the comedian J.R. DeGuzman, and the name of this particular track is No Justice, No Peace.
Freedom's only an American dream. When your skin color is your currency, march and die in the very same streets. No justice, no peace. Freedom's only an American dream. When your skin color is your currency, march and die in the very same streets. People want justice, won't keep waiting for later. When cops broke into the house, murdered and shot Breonna Taylor, we've known that the system was flawed before another video came out of two men hunting down a mine. How long does it take to believe? How many men need to cry? I can't breathe. Remember the name George Floyd? He gave people a voice. His daughter said that daddy changed the world. That's why the people cry.
J.R. DeGuzman with his song, No Justice, No Peace. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI 90.3 FM, www.kfai.org/Filipino American National news. We did have one other community announcement that we forgot to get to, which is coming up real soon, actually next Sunday. The event is organized by the Filipino Community Organizations, and it is celebrating the 124th anniversary celebration of Philippine independence. This is actually going to be a virtual event on Sunday, June the 12th, beginning at 6 p.m. You can contact Lita at 612-209-7032. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first article of the evening, and this comes from CNN. The U.S. Navy is honoring its only Filipino to be awarded the Medal of Honor, America's highest decoration for military valor, by naming a new warship after him. A future Arleigh Burke class guided missile destroyer will be named the USS Teleforo Trinidad after the fireman's second class Teleforo de la Cruz Trinidad, Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro announced Thursday. Trinidad was awarded the Medal of Honor for his actions on January 21st, 1915, aboard the USS San Diego, a 12,000-ton armored cruiser that was flagship of the U.S. Pacific Fleet. On that day, the cruiser captain had ordered drills to test the ship's speed and endurance. But after the 4 hours of testing, one of the ship's boilers exploded, setting off a chain reaction in the ship's boiler and fire rooms, according to a Navy statement. Trinidad rescued one of his shipmates from the area, suffering burns in the process, and then returned to help another, the Navy statement said. In gratitude of his bravery, the Navy awarded Trinidad the Medal of Honor and a $100 gratuity, according to Trinidad's page on the Naval History and Heritage Command, the NHC website. 5 sailors died and a total of 7 were injured in the accident, according to the NHC. Del Toro, the Navy's secretary, said he first heard of Trinidad's heroism while he was attending the U.S. Naval Academy. Since being sworn in as secretary, I have wanted to honor his heroic action by naming a ship after him, Del Toro said in the Navy's news release. This ship and her future crew will be a critical piece in strengthening our maritime superiority while also emphasizing the rich culture and history of our naval heritage. Trinidad was born on November 25, 1890 in Arklan Province in the Philippine Islands. 8 years later, the United States acquired the Philippines from Spain under the Treaty of Paris, which formally ended the Spanish-American War. Philippines were allowed to enlist in the U.S. Navy by order signed by President William McKinley in 1901, the NHC says. Trinidad died in Cavite, Philippines in 1968 at the age of 77, the Navy said. Arleigh Burke, class destroyers like the future USS Teleforo Trinidad, the DD-139, are the backbone of the U.S. service fleet, the Navy says. The ships have been in fleet since 1991, when Arleigh Burke DD-51 was commissioned. And for right now, we're going to head over to our second song of the evening. It is from the group Diego Onderon, and the name of this song is Taning Ikaw.
Tay ng ina, mabigat ang isip, kalamang sigmura. Ako'y lumisang lumuluha. Pilit kong tinapit aking mga kamay. Pamatrikula'y binubuno sa gabing walang kulay. Di ko man nakamtan ang hangad ko sablay, tanging ikaw lamang, tanging ikaw. mga matay saksi. Nag-aapoy ang kalooban miski walang sindi. Sa lahat ng pangarap walang kakampi. Tanging ikaw lamang, tanging ikaw, tanging ikaw ang nagsabi.
Once again, that was Diego on the run with Taring Ikaw. And now we're going to head back to the news desk. And this comes from the Philippine News Agency. Roberto Ambet Yanko, the youth program manager of the United States Peace Corps of Philippines, has become the first Filipino national to get the prestigious John F. Kennedy Service Award. Yanko received the award for his exceptional lifelong service and leadership in supporting the Philippines' most vulnerable youth. Among other achievements, he has inspired Filipinos' at-risk youth to volunteer and later become social workers in their communities, and lead one of the U.S. Peace Corps' top-ranked volunteer programs globally, the U.S. Embassy in Manila, said Tuesday. The award, given only once every 5 years to two staff and two American volunteers, was bestowed on Yanko by the U.S. Peace Corps CEO Carol Spahn last May 19th at the U.S. Institute of Peace in Washington, D.C. It is time for us to lead not by example of our power, but by the power of our example, said Spahn, quoting U.S. President Joe Biden. Ambet brings this to life in so many ways. He is described as an inspiration to all who know him, having dedicated his life to service. As head of the U.S. Volunteer Organization Youth Program in the Philippines, Yanko deployed over 300 American volunteers in orphanages, shelters, and youth centers across the country. Throughout his 22-year career with the Peace Corps, he has protected thousands of Filipinos' at-risk youth from homelessness, trafficking, violence, and drugs by helping provide them with education, job opportunities, and life skill development, the embassy said. Ambet embodies the best of the U.S. Peace Corps and Peace Corps Philippines, said Peace Corps Philippines Country Director Jennifer Edelman. His answer, President Kennedy's call to lifelong service, and is universally loved and respected by our Philippine partners, former volunteers, and staff for the passion and commitment he brings to his work for the positively impacting the lives of so many youths, she added. Yanko grew up as a street child in Longapo City, scavenging for food and sleeping on sidewalks. At 11, he was taken in by a local Catholic non-government organization supporting abandoned and underprivileged children. Ever since, he had been paying it forward by dedicating his life to servicing the Filipino youth. A social worker by training, Yanko has served as a HIV/AIDS outreach worker, an educator for street children, a community development officer, and rose through the ranks in the U.S. Peace Corps. The J.F. Kennedy Service Award is named after former U.S. President and U.S. Peace Corps founder John F. Kennedy. The embassy said it's given only to those who demonstrate the extraordinary leadership and commitment to service, as well as lifelong commitment to the Peace Corps' mission of world peace and friendship. And right now, we're going to play a song with a group that's probably one of the first big guests that I myself got here on the Philippine American National News way back in the 90s when I was just helping out from time to time. It is the group known as Panay from their first CD, Inevitable, and the name of this track is From This Day Forth.
Mm-hmm.
Song from this day forth. We do have some time for one last article, and this comes from the philstar.com. Longtime NBA writer for the Chicago Bulls, Sam Smith, tempered expectations on the possibility of the franchise drafting Filipino prospect Kai Soto in the NBA draft coming later this month. On his Ask Sam mailbag on NBA.com, Smith addressed a question from Filipino sports writer Homer Sison on the Bulls' reported interest in him. Well, the Bulls need a 7-footer backup big guy. I don't know how much Kai playing in Australia. He mostly mentioned in the mock drafts as a second rounder, so I suspect the Bulls at number 18 would likely go for someone projected higher, said Smith. Sison had cited the New York story that said that the Chicago Bulls were giving Soto a workout. The latter has been working out with multiple NBA teams like the Orlando Magic and Cleveland Cavaliers. Still, Soto remains largely under the radar as only Sports Illustrated has him in their mock draft, and while being absent in lists made by NBA and by ESPN and Bleacher Report. For Smith, however, Soto could still be able to get his wares in the NBA teams through the summer league. He seems like the sort of guy who, if he slips through, you'd like to bring him to summer league, Smith said. Can't teach size and all that, and one of the Bulls' biggest needs is a big, he added. Soto declared for the NBA draft earlier this year after 1 year with the Adelaide 36ers in the Australian NBL. There he posted the norms of 7.52 points, 4.48 rebounds, and 0.52 assists per game. Soto is looking to be the first full-fledged Filipino in the NBA. If drafted, he gets to join the likes of Phil Am players Jordan Clarkson of the Utah Jazz and Jalen Green of the Houston Rockets. On another side note, in regards to the NBA draft, probably the more likely of the two of Filipino descent to probably get drafted is Ron Harper Jr. But for right now, we're going to play our last song of the evening. It is from an artist by the name of Reynard Silva. And the name of this song is Simple Girl. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Get a roll. programming supported by the Institute for American Apprenticeships and Genoa Healthcare, part of OptumRx, who are providing a no-cost paid apprenticeship program for listeners to jumpstart their future in healthcare by becoming a pharmacy technician. No previous work experience as a pharmacy technician necessary. More information and applications are online now at iaahitec.org. That's iaahitec.org. The deadline to apply is June 10th, 2022.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI-FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org. It's where community grows.